Airchecks.com.
What I mean is being on the radio, rock and roll habit. No, not. You're thinking the wrong stuff. I know that you are. You're going to get me in trouble.
On the airwaves. Turn it up.
Oh, thank goodness, show this is my life. I can get out of it, really.
Turn it loose. On the airwaves. Turn it up.
Who is that?
Danny Wright.
Hello.
Money, let's hear you. Yahoo! Good enough for me. I think we got a quorum here. I really do. From the plaza. This is KBEQ Kansas City. It is 3 o'clock. Dancing Danny Wright playing continuous music.
Hot hit.
Q104 has high-low. The longer you listen, the better your chances are to win cash. Hello, Q104.
Get on down and party.
All right. Happy to do it. It's me, Double D, and KC. I got midnight stop.
Sorry, Tar.
Sorry. You must first dial at once when calling this number.
Q104 coming to you maybe from long distance. The best part of it is we'll pay the charges, Ming. It's me, Danny Wright. Coming up this afternoon, we will have Poetry Corner. We're going to have a visit from the bad boy. This is my town. These are my people. Put you on the radio. Yes, news no one knows. I'll look at your horrible scopes, day parts of our lives, and maybe give away some cash. Our last guess in the jackpot was $1,055.55, and that was too high. Hang on to it.
The dilapidated car bodies strewn everywhere. Banged in fenders, smashed in hoods, cracked windshields, mismatched hubcaps. Boy, was it ugly. Announcing the second annual Q104 Stadium Honda Ugly Car Contest, where dirty, grungy, greasy, grimy, scuzzy, yucky, and
ugly
are what it takes to win. Cars only, no trucks or vans, must be running, drivable, and registered. The winner gets a brand new 1985 Stadium Honda Civic. Listen for details on the Q Morning Zoo and start taking pictures of your ugly cars now.
And may the ugliest car win.
From Stadium Honda and the station that plays Kansas City's hot hits, Q104.
They're here.
Who's here?
They crept in when I wasn't looking.
Your in-laws?
They've got me in their power. I can't get rid of them.
All right, well, let's see. We've got a winner to draw here.
Kansas City's hot hits, Q104.
Going to the Kings-Cleveland game tomorrow night at Kemper. And dinner for two at Houlihan's old place. Christy Cotton is a winner from, just says Kansas, Missouri. I don't know which side of the river or Kansas City or whatever it is. And Todd Ferguson from Blue Springs, Missouri. All right, bud? You're going to get a couple seats to the game and dinner at Houlihan's old place, too. Let's have a little round of applause for our winners, huh? All right. Whoa, wait a minute. Let's have a little round of applause for our winners. All right. I knew that the applause was there someplace. Everybody hadn't made their car payment this week. Together, they're just two Phils in search of a girl, something like that. 3:35. Hi, it's me, Double D. A lot of exciting things coming up, including another shot at that Q104 high-low cash jackpot. I'm shocked and dismayed that it was given away over the weekend. Oh, doggone, I came so close a couple times, too. But Bill Bailey had somebody nail him for the money, so we're going to go for it again. Our last guess, $1,055.55. And that was too high. We'll have another shot at that sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, all right? So stay with me. Also, a quick reminder, we get together with Macy's to give you the best seats in the house, right? Oh, there's nothing under them. We wipe them off, and they're just real clean. That'll be for the Saturday night Kings-Washington game. The little Trouncing Old Bullets. Plus, you'll get dinner for two at Houlihan's. You can register at any Macy's right now, today. And I'm going to be drawing the winners this coming Thursday around 3:20 p.m. Good luck.
Doctor, you've got to help me. I can't.
I went to a convention of skin specialists one time in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Really strange place to have their convention. But anyway, time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the mind-melting, brain-bending, stomach-churning, highly controversial, good every once in a while for a slight guffaw, maybe a zany chuckle or two. So we delve deeply into the secret lives of your favorite soap opera stars. Time now to milk human emotion out of places you didn't even know you had milk. Time now for day parts of our lives. In today's show, paramedics rescue Ralph when they catch him hyperventilating in front of a display window at Frederick's of Hollywood. Wow. Timmy buys an inflatable girlfriend and is shocked to find an inflatable guy is looking for him. Big trouble. Glenda signs up for the Evelyn Wood course and is involved in a speed reading accident. Weird William is so dull he decides to consummate his new marriage with a handshake. Lucinda breaks her date after he asks her what size handcuffs does she wear. And Professor Petrie invents a computer that can actually refold a road map. What a miracle. Day Parts for Lives brought to you every day here at Q104 by highly trained broadcast school dropout flag now by day.
Dancing Danny Wright.
Yeah, y'all. Q104. It's me, Dumpty. Now, as you swing to the jungle of life, we realize you might need a little help to find a safe vine. You want to talk to Lou the Guru? Find out what the future holds for you. Maybe ask him a special question. Lou is my good buddy. 576-7200. If you have a question for Lou Da Guru, come on in. The water's fine.
I've been watching you. Think I want to know ya. Know ya.
Junior scoring again with Jamie used to be my girl, 350. I am Danny Wright. We have at least 7 hot hits in a row coming up. We'll kick it all off with a new addition in a minute or two. The new Cyndi Lauper and some other stuff that's coming. Yeah, it's all coming up along with a visit from Lou the Guru. That we have a lovely lady that has a very personal question she wants to ask Lou, and we'll talk to him in a minute. Right now, though, I've got to talk to you about El Robe Restaurant. This is a 4-star New York-style restaurant right here in Kansas City that features Mediterranean-style food right up from Plaza here at 4800 Main in the Board of Trade building. Now, before I talked about El Robe Restaurant, I said, I insist on going up there to eat. I insist on finding out if this is a good place to send our listeners. And I insist that Kasim Al-Roubaix pay for it. And boy, he did. It was a great, great meal. But I'd never been into a place like this. Beautiful furnishings. And probably the most unique thing, I looked at the prices in the menu, and they're not out of this world. Salad bar, $4.95. And you get more than just rabbit food. And you get everything that you can believe in here, plus some Mideastern specialties. Duck sandwich, $4.95. Doesn't that beat some of those burger places? Come on, give yourself a break. They have seafood bisque. They're famous for being loaded with the best seafood. That's only $3.95. Fettuccine. All entrees come with vegetable of the day. You are going to love it. Kasim welcomes you all. Kasim Al-Robaix, 4-star New York-style restaurant, 4800 Main in the Board of Trade building. You can call them right now for reservations, 753-0500. And boy, you're going to love it at Al-Robaix.
Only only one low calorie.
Benny.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Did you want to talk to Lou the Guru?
I sure did.
You're entering a strange zone now. You know, this is, you could get scoffed at by all your friends for turning to such a mystical source of power.
I probably am, but it's kind of a weird question, too, but it's been on my mind for a while.
All right, Lou is ready. You ready, Lou?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, he's off in the background there. But what's your question, Lori?
Well, see, I have an idol, and it's Boy George, you know?
Yes, your idol is Boy George.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been saying he's kind of gay and everything.
Mm.
So I was wondering if he really was.
Is Boy George gay?
Yeah.
Let's ask Lou, what do you think about that?
It's interesting. You should ask me that question. I do. I'm a Boy George fan, you might say, and I think him and I, we exchange robes all the time. I have been in the dressing room with Boy George, and he has never tried to touch me. Never once. However, one time he did ask me, he borrowed some mascara. I have no mascara, so I told him, Boy George, why don't you start dressing like a man and be masculine now? And he said that he would rather swish than fight. So I believe that answers your question. I think Boy George is, anyway, to answer your question, I believe Boy George, he is not homosexual, he is not bisexual, he is trisexual. That means he will try anything one time. Thank you for your lovely question, and may the flowers of my voice bloom into your garden.
Lou's out the door now. He's floating on his magic carpet or something. Hey, Lauren, thanks for the call. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah,
okay. All right, my love. Call back.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I sincerely hope you like the arrangement of your radio entertainment this afternoon. I am Double D, working hard for KC, and appreciate you working back, man. I like to work up a little sweat. You know, listeners, hey, you know, money changes everything. Cindy Lauper's going to tell you all about it. This is KBEQ Kansas City. Hi! Dancing Danny Wright playing continuous music at 4 o'clock.
Hot hits.
The better your chances are to win cash. Yeah, that's what I say. Good way to introduce tourists to America, man. Throw them into Dade County Jail for about a week and a half. I'll give them something to talk about when they get home.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things.
I want to know, what love is all about. Hey, I'll send you some diagrams in a plain brown wrapper. 437. Hello, Casey. This is me, Double D. Quick reminder, you driving an ugly car? Has Salt Monster got a hold of it? I mean, is this a beater, a tank, a sled, a piece of iron? If your car is judged the ugliest, we're talking about the car, not the driver. You'll win a brand new 1985 Stadium Honda Honda. Just listen for details coming up soon on Q104 and start taking photos of that wreck that you are behind the wheel of, okay? We have a look at your horrible scopes coming up along with a shot at that high-low dough. Stay with us.
Like wild cars, get ready, Kansas City. Parts Plus Auto Stores present the 25th anniversary World of Wheels.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, you can't make a move without it. You'd be lost forever in the astral planes of your out-of-body existence. I don't know, something like that. Time now to look at your horrible scopes. Virgo. Virgo, quick changes are indicated at 3 a.m. after you have a dream about Niagara Falls. All right, will I be right on that, do you think? Scorpio, the sign of intimacy, sex, and power, with relationships and all that. Beware, Scorpio, if your blind date wears a button that says, save the dinosaurs. Hard to understand, but hey, what the heck? I don't translate them, I just tell them. Libra, sign of balance. You may be having hard financial times this month, Libra. And when you wake up in the morning, be careful not to bump your head on the steering wheel. Wow. Sagittarius, do not despair over bad times. Remember, it is better to light one tiny candle than to wake up in the dark with your wallet missing. Oh, hallelujah. Gemini, face up to life's challenges, Gemini. Remember that the bigger they are, the smaller you are, huh? Yeah, can we ever forget that? And Leo, the mighty lion. Leo, remember, if you have not gambled for love and loss, then you should still have most of your money. Well, it's just a quick look at your horrible scope, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, thank you. That's all right. No applause is necessary. I do this as a public service.
Yes, and Danny Wright. Q104.
Party because don't be misled, Mama. We are your original number one hot hit station. Cool in the gang. Little ditty that's leading them to the heights of platinum. Goodness, once again, it's called Misled.
Late at night, by this yearning.
Cool in the gang, Misled. I like that. The trend in the last couple of years, a little funkify with some heavy rock and roll background there. Sound great together. Then at 4:49, it's me, Dash Wright. Yeah, among your favorites coming up, we'll have Hall & Oates here, one by Madness you might not have heard for a while. And we're going to take a shot at the high-low dough. I almost forgot all about it till just now. We will do that in just a couple minutes. Doggone it. Slipped my mind. I don't know what the heck was going on. It's Monday. That's what I mean. Hey, time to talk about Al Robay Restaurant. You ever been there? Well, if you haven't, now's the time to get in your car and go up there. Give them a call for reservations. Now, they're right up from the plaza. Great location. It's in the Board of Trade building. 753-0500 is their name. Now, they got belly dancers on Friday and Saturday nights. It's a lot of fun, all right? Complete dinner starting at $7.95 and your host, Kasim Al Robay. It's the finest Mediterranean-style food you're going to have anywhere. You know about the Sunday brunch, probably. You had that last Sunday for only $6.95, all you can eat of some incredible stuff like shrimp al robay, lamb, fettuccine alfredo, fried chicken, plus the usual like eggs, benedicts, omelets, biscuits, gravy, fixed only the way their master chefs can fix them. They have seafood bisque there that'll make your mouth water. All entrees come with vegetable of the day, and there is a daily special that'll knock you out. Your server will tell you about Al Robay Restaurant. I've asked some people to tell me what they think about it. This lady, she loved it a lot. My good friend Chief Waluga.
Waluga.
What'd you think about your dinner at Al Robay, Chief? Did you enjoy that? Huh? Yeah, he said, And of course, our general manager here, he liked it too.
I just want to interrupt Harriet and tell you it was delightful.
Well, my name's not Harriet, but anyway, he'll get to know me soon.
El Robay Restaurant. Boy, is it good Mediterranean food at its finest. I'd love for you to stop in and say hi to Kasim and everybody else that works there. 4800 Main in the Board of Trade Building, 753-0500.
Well, 1984 is history.
A couple days ago.
You didn't find yourself in there.
No, I thought it was going to be a good day. If you don't find yourself in there, you know, well, I'm going to make it through today. And I won't mention these people's names, but two old ladies died in the last week or so, couple weeks. And I go through all the newspapers, everything I read from cover to cover. I really nose around in there. And look at the difference in these two ladies' lives. One lady, 92 years old, died recently, and she leaves, let's see, she leaves a brother behind. 92, leaves a brother. Another woman, 95 years old. This is unbelievable. She leaves behind a son, 8 daughters, 3 sisters, 21 grandchildren, 41 great-grandchildren, and 4 great-great-grandchildren. And I was just struck with what a difference in lives there. You know, both about the same age. And it's just funny how life does that to you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you reduce everything to its common denominator, Wayne. You really do. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't know. Maybe there's a book or a movie or something in there. All right, here he is with the news. It's Mr. Wayne Combs.
Cockroaches may be smarter than you think.
Oh, no. Come on.
In Wilmington, Delaware, they can call the fire department. The roaches at a city-run apartment have been crawling into fire alarms and setting the alarms off.
Wow.
The alarms couldn't be sprayed with insecticide because the chemicals would have set them off too. So firemen were being driven buggy by up to 3 trips a day to the 12-story building on roach alerts. But city workers went on a bug war. The building got 2 insecticide sprayings a day, and a housing authority official says the roaches don't feel like calling the fire department as much anymore.
Well, I think I can safely say I've heard of everything now, Wayne.
I think the one we saw last week could have done it all by himself.
God, no kidding, man. He's probably the ringleader. Probably hiding out from the police or something. Wow.
Kansas City weather, clear and cold tonight. Lows 7 above zero. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High 30. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of snow. Low 25. Cloudy Wednesday with a 40% chance of snow. The high on Wednesday, 35. Now 24 degrees at Q104. That's the afternoon news break. I'm Wayne Combs. Now, Dancin' Danny with 7 hot hits in a row.
Hot hits all winter long on Q104.
You know, Wayne, I can't help but think about Edwin Moses getting picked up for soliciting prostitution in L.A. I got a feeling he probably thought he was just participating in the broad jump or practicing or something. Take callers right now. 576-7200. Caller number 5 gets to play for that Hi-Lu-Do. Let's go. He's trying desperately to get something to work, and it's not working. Well, okay, listen, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just go to our little ID here, and we'll try and get this lovely lady up on the telephone in just a second. This is really the first time it's ever happened. Hang on, we'll play Hi-Lu. From the plaza, this is KBEQ Kansas City. I am Danny Wright. I got continuous music at 5 o'clock. Chicago, a great tune there. 506, 6 after 5. That sounds weird, isn't it? 506. I am Danny Wright. We've got the phones working right now, so let's hop on a horn. Hello, Q104.
I'm number 5.
Yes, you are.
Okay, good.
Hi.
Bye.
Who are you?
Why did you say bye?
No, I said hi.
Oh, they said bye.
No. Who are you?
Jeanette,
and where are you calling from?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Are you, you sound pretty businesslike. You sound like you've been keeping track of this.
Well, I hope so. so. I mean, I have been, and we'll see what happens here.
All right. Well, you know how the game goes, Hilo, don't you?
Yes. Was the last high figure 1,055.55?
Well, yeah, I can't repeat it, but I can tell you that's right.
Okay, and then the last low figure was 1,047.37.
Sounds pretty good. You're stretching the rules on me here, Jeanette. Anyway, do you have a guess? You have to give it to me exact dollars and cents, and you got all the cash.
I know it. Okay, $1,050.18.
Okay, that's $1,050.18.
I know it's not going to be right, but anyway, let's go for it.
This hour's Q104 high-low guess is too high.
Hey, you were right. It's too high. I'm sorry. Your guess was too high, Jeanette.
Too high.
Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, you've got a library from the Q, or album from the Q104 album library of your choice, and we're going to let you play again anytime you can get through, and you know the more you listen, the more you can win. The better your chances are here at Q104, right?
Right.
Are you? Okay, well, you just hang in there, and I'm going to take care of business here, play some more tunes. We'll have another shot at the high-low cash coming up this hour. Okay? All right. Everybody stick around. It gets better. Yeah. They have those accents, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Donahue, I would just like to say that when somebody calls you up on the telephone, they should be polite and not try to rip you off as a human being. Calls like that are very annoying.
It's just horrible. It's annoying. It's disgusting. Don't you think so? I mean, that East Coast accent's kind of...
I haven't watched it since he moved, so I really couldn't comment on
it's
it.
It's just a straight hour of that, man. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. Those people are very, very nice, but it's a real change from what he had. Wow. Okay, time.
He could move to Atlanta or New Orleans or something.
But that, I don't know. That's a general accent, you know. That's yeah, you're right. Maybe he should. Come here to Kansas City, Phil. We'll give you a little everything here, bud. All right, here he is with the news and information, Mr. Wayne Carlson.
It's been Pennsylvania.
Really?
Pennsylvania officials have ordered a halt to this particular practice. They say it's dangerous.
No kidding.
For the snakes.
No, come on now.
A reptile expert with the State Fish Commission calls snakes delicate, considers the sport safe for man and snake, says he'll introduce a bill to bring back the sack.
That's right, doggone. Let's have some snake wrestling here in Kansas City. I'd like to see that. I think we could get a charge tickets for that, don't you, Wayne?
Probably so. I'm just wondering if this state legislator has got a job on the side. Maybe he's an animal chiropractor or something.
Yeah. Manipulated snake. I like animal chiropractor. Okay.
Kansas City weather, clear and cold tonight. Low 7 above zero. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High 30. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of snow. Low 25. Cloudy Wednesday with a 40% chance of snow. High on Wednesday 35. Now 23 degrees at Q104. That's the afternoon news break. I'm Wayne Combs. Now more continuous music with Dancin' Danny in the afternoon.
Something wrong with this line? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Q104. What can we do for you? Hello. 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 I'm gonna have to hang up. I gotta run. Hello. Well, folks, listen. We've got my poetry corner coming up in a little bit. Another shot at high, low cash and more. They do that by drinking cheap wine. They don't play all that good. Excuse me, orchestra. This is important today. We have to get ready. Okay. Today's selection is entitled No Football. No Football. I love to watch Sunday football. I follow every game. But now the season's through and I'm feeling blue. No football makes me insane. I think I'll try to eat some breakfast. Maybe that will ease my mind. My girlfriend says, where do you want to eat? I say, no big deal, my sweet. Just put it here on the 50-yard line. During breakfast, I'm still thinking football. I can't help it. It's in my glands.
After we're done, I try to have fun, but she penalizes me for illegal use of hands. The thought of getting dressed is so depressing that it hurts. If I had one wish, it would simply be this, to have a suit made from AstroTurf. I guess I can wait till next Sunday for Super Bowl 19 to begin. But when it's done, I'll have to run to the funny farm and lock myself in. Thank you, that's today's boundary selection. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, and Danny Ryan.
Q104, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you just dance your new track number to the nearest telephone, pick it up, and make the little round thing go twirly, or make the right beat tones, 576-7200 at 0102 outside of the metro area. It is time to play for a high-low cash good luck.
I don't want to take it anymore.
Hello, Q104.
My number five?
Yes, it's a question on everybody's lips today. Yes, you are.
Oh, good.
What is your name?
Violet Houghton.
Hi, Violet. What a sweet name.
Oh, thank you.
A Violet by any other name would still be a contestant on High-Low Cash Jackpot. How's that for poetry?
Oh, that's great.
Now, actually, I'm doing this at the wrong time, so I'm probably going to get in trouble for my program director, but if you don't tell him, I won't tell him.
Well, I won't tell.
All right, I was supposed to do it about 10 minutes ago, and you know what? I forgot. Excuse me, all the goodness.
Well, I was wondering if you're going to have it.
Well, I sure am. Now, if you've been paying attention, we tell you what our last guesses were, and we're starting to narrow it down a little bit. Violet, if you give me a correct guess, both dollars and cents, you get the money. And, hey, good luck. Go for it. Do you have a guess?
Okay, I'll say $1,225.25.
Okay, I want to make sure I get that right. That's
$1,225.25.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Good luck.
Okay.
This hour's Q104 High Low Guess is too high.
You were too high.
Too high.
Too high. Doggone it.
Okay.
Well, now, that doesn't mean you can't try again, because we still got a while, I think, before we give this jackpot away. And you can try as often as you can get through. Okay, Violet?
Yeah.
We're also going to give you, just for playing high-low with this, we're going to give you your choice of albums from the Q104 album library. And I think there's one in there with your name on it.
All right.
I'm going to throw you on hold for just a minute, all right? And I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Thanks, Violet.
Doctor, you've got to help me. I can't make it to another 5 o'clock noon.
You can say a word on a radio. You can't say, I say hell. That's even a contradiction in terms, isn't it? Man swore. He swerted there. He did. Wayne, just on the way home, I want to remind people here that you've seen the Q104 billboards around town. Have you seen them going up?
I've seen a few of them, right.
With my picture on them and the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Morning zoo here. Well, there's a rumor around that the governor is about ready to declare them state monuments. Now, this is just a rumor. And very soon they'll start charging people to look at them and take a tour of how they were constructed and painted and made. So if I was people driving right now, I'd keep my eyes out where you can still look at those dudes free. And now, free of charge, doggone, here's the roundup of the day's news with Wayne Combs.
That's the problem in southwestern British Columbia, where the dogfish eat the salmon, but the people won't eat the dogfish. Well, tourism officials have decided on an answer. From now on, it's not dogfish, it's salmon shark. And in May, there'll be a big salmon shark fishing contest. A tourism official thinks a lot of people would like to catch a shark.
Typical government meddling.
Well, as Shakespeare says, a rose by any other name.
You're still eating dogfish, pal.
Right. Kansas City weather, clear and cold tonight, low 7 above zero. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 30. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of snow, low 25. Cloudy Wednesday with a 40% chance of snow, high on Wednesday 35. Now 23 degrees at Q104. That's the afternoon news break. I'm Wayne Combs, now Dancing Danny with 7 hot hits in a row.
Thank you, sir. See you tomorrow.
Q104.
You people, but the fish I would really have trouble eating, I'm not a big fisherman, is a crappie. That's a real name of a fish, isn't it, a crappie?
Let's go look for some crappie, eh? Ah, hey, have another help with a crappie, will you?
No, thank you.
Q104, I do know that those crappy fish are, it's not really crappy, it's pronounced crappy.
Oh, that's no, really
I,
great.
Well, I do know that.
Boy, hooray.
Yeah, I know the audience doesn't believe me. I do know it, and I take it back. This was testing you out a little bit. The Plaza, this is KBEQ, Kansas City. 6 o'clock, and I am Danny Wright. Q104 with High Low. The longer you listen, the better are your chances to win cash.
I don't want you to misunderstand.
Is the right time, and the best news of all is tonight I'm yours. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I think that's good news myself. Yeah. 6:11 now. Double D is on duty in KC. Our last guest in High Low, $1,225.25. Too high. We'll have another shot. Now, what we got in that cash jackpot coming up in the next few minutes. Hang on tight. Coming up for a visit. This is my town, these are my people, and a shot at high-low dough, okay? Let's get that out of the way. Now, our low tonight is 7 above zero. It'll be a below zero with wind chill. High tomorrow, about 30, should be partly cloudy. Right now, 23 with you and me at Q104.
I have a pick.
Like Mary Tyler Moore's team there. I can't find this feeling. Brand new by REO Speedwagon. I am Danny Wright. Oh, no, I got a feeling I know who this is. Come in.
Oh, hi, Dancing Danny Wright.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's me, the bad boy.
Oh, bad boy. Hi, bad boy. How in the heck are you doing, man? What's happening?
I'm doing pretty good, Daddy, but I'm in trouble again.
Yeah, I kind of thought so. More problems at school, I'll bet.
Yeah, my teacher asked me, what did I know about caterpillars?
I hate to ask. What did you say to her?
Well, I told her that when caterpillars grew up, I think that they turned into great big tractors.
Oh, no. You are a bad boy. You're over there.
And then last night, my Uncle Delward visited.
Oh, Uncle Delward. Delward. Yeah, hey, that's nice, man. That's really good.
Yeah, he loves to get down on the floor, and he plays horsey, you know.
That sounds like fun, bad boy. It really does.
Yeah, but then Bobby makes me carry the shovel.
Oh, that is so nasty. You got to get out of here now.
Okay, I'll be back dancing Daddy right. I know I've been a bad boy, but I'll try to be better next
time.
All right. So long. See you tomorrow.
See you
tomorrow.
Bye-bye,
everybody.
That guy is horrible. Speaking of bad, waiting for you right now, 576-7200 for This Is My Town, These Are My People. You got a joke, a silly noise, you want to say hi to somebody? Come on in.
8 years old.
Oh, sweet. Isn't that doggone thing? She likes it a lot. 639, that's Glenn Fry from the Eagles, and the heat is on. I am Danny Wright. The best seats in the house could be yours to Friday night's Comets Tacoma game. From my old stomping grounds, the Great Northwest, plus dinner for two at the Rusty Pelican. You stop by any Macy's and you register in the next few days because I'm going to draw the winners this coming Thursday at 3:20 p.m. Hey, good luck. Coming at you loud and proud, it is 6:41. I am Danny Wright, and before we go home tonight, time for...
This is my town.
These are my people. Talk to me. Q104, hello, hello.
That's it, Danny.
So long. I tell you, we've just been busier here, man, than anything.
I know. It's been a little hard for me to get on a couple of times. I told one guy, I said, well, I can't get hold of him. I can't get on. Well, I think it was a guy or a lady when I called. Well, you got to call him back tomorrow.
That's right. Busy man. Well, of course, another thing, Johnny, you haven't been sending in your checks like you used to.
can't afford to carry you much longer, ma'am, you know.
You got to pay for what you say.
That's what I say. Hey, now. Hey.
Hello, Q104.
Hi, I wanted to say hi to my best friend, Pam Little John, from Tammy.
Well, isn't that lovely that you did that? Thanks a lot for calling in.
Bye.
Of course, we all know Little John from the Robin Hood story. Hi, Q104.
Hi.
Hi.
I've sort of been wanting to say hi to you for a long time.
To me?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? What is your name?
My name's Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, you just sound like an E guy.
Well, you know what?
What?
You're correct, I sure am.
Oh, do you know what's going to happen tonight between 7 and 7:30?
No. No.
7:15.
You are so silly.
I know.
But I fell for that. Hang on a minute, Diane.
Okay. Hi.
Diane, I think we'll put on hold. We won't say goodnight to Diane. Hello, Q104.
Hi, I'm Tracy, and I just wanted to say hi to Andy.
You're Tracy?
Yeah.
And hi to Andy. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. At the Lonely Hearts Club tonight. Hi, Q104.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what do you want the joke?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you get when you cross a labor leader with a sword fight?
Wow.
A picket fence.
You get what?
A picket fence.
I like that, man. What's your name?
Brent Rosen.
All right, Brent, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's really funny. Hi, Q104.
Hey, I have an announcement.
Yes?
Hey, could you say, like, there's a special love bulletin that Jennifer writes to, loves Chad Barrick, and then just say, good luck, Jennifer, hope Chad asks you.
Okay, for sure. Like, you got it. You did it already.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. Wow, whatever. Hey, we don't discriminate. We just put you on the air and say whatever the heck you want because this is my town. Kansas City, you're doggone right. And you know what? Oh, I love you. Isn't that sweet? Go for the cash. Caller number 5-576-7200 gets to go for the dough in the high low. Fifth caller plays. Come on in. Hello, Q104. Ready to give you some more money. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Holly.
Holly?
Dolly.
Dolly, Polly, Golly. Holly. How the heck are you?
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
New Summit.
Oh, okay. This is going to be real fun. Do you know Rick Sutcliffe?
Yeah.
You tell him to give Danny Wright some money, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell him to send some money right away. Forget the baseball. I just want money. Well, you ready to take a guess in high-low jackpot?
Yeah.
All right. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
All right. You've got to give us the exact amount, dollars and cents, and then we give you the dough. How much do you think is in there?
$1,155.25.
Okay, that's $1,155.
Mm-hmm.
And 25 cents, is that your guess?
Yeah.
All right, hold your breath for a minute.
Okay.
This hour's Q104 high low guess is too high.
Oh, Betsy, you know, you already heard right there, you're too high.
Okay.
You're too high. Well, don't be disappointed because you get your choice of albums from the Q104 album library, okay?
Okay.
And you don't have to pay for it or shoplift it or anything.
Okay.
How's that? And then you can try back again as many times as you can get through, okay?
Okay.
All right. And we'll be doing this contest a little later on with Bobby Ocean, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Say okay one more time.
Okay, one more time.
Oh, you're silly. Get out of here now. Hang out a minute, okay?
Okay.
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 Along with that, another shot at the high-low cash coming up with Bobby very shortly. All I can tell you is hang on with both hands because we are moving at the speed of sound today. Save $2 on adult admission Sunday with discount coupons at Parts Plus Auto Stores. Well, thank you. That's tonight's show, folks. My thanks go to Susie Levinson and Matt O'Connor, our program coordinators tonight, along with Valerie Long, our promotional director, and Peggy Roberts, assistant music director. Hey!
Dancing Danny Wright. Dancing Danny Wright.
Yeah. Yeah,
it for me, Double D. I'm out of here now. I am going over to, let's see, who? I don't know. I'm going over Bill Bailey's house tonight. I'm going to watch a cable movie. Yeah, it's great. Call Friday the 13th, part 5, all about a department store full of lady shoppers fighting over Cabbage Patch dolls. It's amazing, really. Y'all stay warm tonight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And remember, hey, wherever you are, stay right there because that's where it's at, okay? And Bobby Osha's up next. I'll see you again tomorrow afternoon.
Classic Radio.
Airchecks.com.